Ezra chapter 10. Now when Ezra had prayed, and when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of Elohim, there assembled to him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, because the people wept very sore. And Shechaniah the son of Yehiel of the sons of Elam answered and said to Ezra, "We've trespassed against our Elohim, and have taken strange wives of the people of the land, and yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. For this reason now let us make a covenant with our Elohim, to put away all the wives and such that have been born of them, according to the counsel of Yahweh, and of those that tremble at the commandment of our Elohim, and let it be done according to the law. Rise up, because this matter belongs to you, and we will also be with you. Be of good courage and do it." And then Ezra rose and made the chief priests, the Levites, and all of Israel to swear that they would do according to this word, and they swore. And then Ezra rose up from before the house of Elohim, and went into the chamber of Yohanan, the son of Eliashib. And when he came there, he ate no bread, nor drank any water, because he mourned because of the transgression of them who had been carried away. And they made a proclamation throughout Yehuda and Jerusalem to all the children of the captivity, that they should gather themselves together to Jerusalem, and that whoever could not would not come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the priests and the elders, all his substance would be forfeited, and himself he would be separated from the congregation of those who had been carried away. And then all the men of Yehuda and Benjamin gathered themselves together to Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 9th month, and on the 20th of the month, and all the people sat in the street of the house of Elohim, trembling because of this matter, and for the great rain. And Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, "You have transgressed, and have taken strange wives to increase the trespass of Israel, and now, for this reason, make confession to Yahweh Elohim of your forefathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourself from the people of the land and from the strange wives." And then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, "As you have said, we must do so. But the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand outside. Neither is this a work of 1 day or 2, because we are many that have transgressed in this thing. Let now our rulers of all the congregation stand, and let them all which have taken strange wives in our cities come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city and the judges of it, until the fierce anger of our Elohim for this matter be turned away from us. Only Jonathan, the son of Asahel, and Yahaziah, the son of Tikvah, were employed about this matter. And Meshulam and Shabbethai the Levite helped them. And the children of the captivity did so. And Ezra the priest, with certain chief of the fathers, after the house of their fathers, and all them by their names, were separated, and sat down on the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. And they made an end with all the men that had taken strange wives by the first day of the 1st month. And amongst the sons of the priests that were found that had taken strange wives, of the sons of Yeshua, the son of Yosedek, and his brethren, Maaseiah, and Eleazar, and Yarib, and Gedaliah. And they gave their hands that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for the trespass. And of the sons of Immer, Hanani, and Zebediah, and of the sons of Harim, Maaseiah, and Eliah, and Shemaiah, and Yahiel, and Uzziah, and of the sons of Pashur, Elionai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nethaniel, Yozabad, and Elasa, and also the Levites, Yozabad, and Shemai, and Keliah, the same as Kelita, Pethahiah, Yehuda, and Eleazar. Of the singers also, Eliashib, and of the porters, Shalom, and Tilem, and Uri. Moreover, of Israel, of the sons of Perosh, Ramiah, and Yeziah, and Malchiah, and Miamin, and Eleazar, and Malchiah, and Benaiah. And of the sons of Elam, Mattaniah, Zechariah, and Yehiel, and Abdi, and Yeremoth, and Eliah. And of the sons of Zatu, Elioenai, Eliashib, Mattaniah, and Yeremoth, and Zabad, and Azizah. Of the sons also of Bibai, Yehohanan, Hananiah, Zabiah, and Atlai. And of the sons of Bani, Meshulam, Maluk, and Adiah, Yashub, and Sheel, and Remoth, And of the sons of Pahath-Moab, Adna, and Kelal, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattaniah, Bezaleel, and Benui, and Manasseh. And the sons of Harim, Eleazar, Ishiah, Malkiah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Maluk, and Shemariah. Of the sons of Hashum, Mattani, Mattatha, Zabad, Eliphelet, Yeremai, Manasseh, and Shimei. Of the sons of Bani, Maadai, Amram, and Uel, Benaiah, Bideiah, Kelu, Vaniah, Meremoth, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Mattani, and Yaaso, and Bani, and Benui, Shimei, and Shelemiah, and Nathan, and Adiah, Machnadibai, Shashai, Sharai, Azariel, Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalom, Amariah, and Yosef. Of the sons of Nebo, Yael, Mattithiah, Zabad, Zabina, Yadau, and Yoel, Benaiah, all these had taken strange wives, and of them had wives by whom they had children. End of chapter 1.